Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday criticized U.S. Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. House Appropriations Committee Chairperson Nita Lowey on Barr's summary of the Mueller report.
All we have is your four-page summary, which seems to cherry-pick from the report to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president. And in many ways, your letter raises more questions than it answers.
Barr testified on Capitol Hill for the first time since advising the nation that Mueller had not uncovered collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to sway the 2016 election. The report was neutral on whether the president had obstructed American justice. Barr says he wants to make as much of the special counsel's report public as possible.
I do think it's important that the public have an opportunity to learn the results of the special counsel's work.
He says he will release the redacted report to the public within a week. Israeli voters are deciding Tuesday whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains in office after a decade in power, casting ballots in a national election that has become a referendum of sorts on the longtime leader. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office. He faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead of Netanyahu's Likud in polls. New York City has declared a public health emergency over a measles outbreak and ordered mandatory vaccinations for some people who may have been exposed to the virus. We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. After a fourth day of protests, activists in Sudan say at least 13 people are dead in the capital of Khartoum, bringing the death toll to 21 since the weekend, including five soldiers. Police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and fire to disperse the crowds. Reuters' Francesca Lena has more.
This is the sound of gunfire heard at a protest in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Tuesday morning. According to witnesses, it's the Sudanese security forces firing warning shots into the air in an attempt to disperse anti-government protesters. Over the weekend, thousands of demonstrators lined the street outside the defense ministry and have been camping since then. Sudan has been rocked by months of small but persistent protests that were sparked by bread price rises and cash shortages. The demonstrations later turned against President Omar al-Bashir, a former paratrooper who has been in office since 1989.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lena. Bashir has refused to step down and said his opponents needed to seek power through the ballot box. He's being sought by international prosecutors for alleged war crimes in the country's western Darfur region. Violent clashes resumed in the outskirts of the Libyan capital Tripoli Tuesday. The fighting is between the units of the self-styled Libyan National Army led by Khalifa Haftar and battalions of the Government of the National Accord of Fayez al-Sarraj. Local sources confirmed to the Associated Press that strong clashes were renewed in a number of areas involving heavy shelling that ended with a number of casualties on both sides. The LNA launched a surprise offensive against the capital last week, a move that could potentially drag the country back into civil war. Algeria's parliament named an interim leader Tuesday to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who resigned under pressure last week. Abdelkader Bensalah is a key ally of Bouteflika and the leader of parliament's upper chamber. A protest movement that drove Bouteflika out after two decades in power had demanded the ouster of the country's entire political hierarchy, including Bensalah. Protests continued Tuesday as police fired tear gas and water cannons at student demonstrators gathered in the capital for a seventh week. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.